You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Some of the samples that we've collected, the laboratory there can't pick up the DNA. Therefore, it's only three. Now, if you look at the accuracy rate from 72, you are only asked to repeat three. We must give the team a real round of applause, even though we can't, because given the situation that we're in, it's a painful situation. But if I would believe that there is an excellent performance in terms of the accuracy of collecting the specimen that could be detected, and DNA, a unique DNA can be identified within those specimens that were given. So we are left with three, and the three specimens, again, they've been sent to Pretoria already as early as Friday. And as we are speaking, they are going through the stages, because you know the stages. They must first be able to identify the DNA to say, is it identifiable? After that, they must go. It's a lot of work that needs to be done until you reach to the level of saying, yes, this is a person. So that is where we are in terms of the 42 that we have been able to identify. Now, what is currently happening today? The victim identification at unit, it's in the province. We are working with them together with the forensic pathologist, so that with the spreadsheet of the whole DNA having been brought to us, we are now looking at, remember, I'll keep on referring you to the mechanical damage and the thermal. Because of the mechanical damage, you might find that one body part of an individual was found there, and another body part there, and others clubbed together. So that's why even our samples were 72, because any body part that is loose, we were taking it for DNA. So what we know now is that all the body parts have now been labeled to say these ones belongs to an individual. So that is the work that is currently happening. We have made a commitment in the presence of our presidents. We said we will do everything in our power so that each family receive the correct remains of their loved ones. So this is the exercise and the work that is being done today. We are picking up each and every body part and package it where it belongs, and be able now to label, to say these are the human remains of a so-and-so and of so-and-so for the 42 that we have now identified using SAPS.
And that was the Health MEC in Limpopo, Dr. Poppy Ramatuba.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.